KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:13, we have partly cloudy skies and 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially toward this afternoon, and a high around 70. Winds south at 10 to 20 miles per hour, becoming northwesterly. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight 46 and a high tomorrow 54. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold an electronic meeting beginning at 9 a.m. today. The public will not be allowed in the boardroom at the courthouse in Greenfield because officials say social distancing guidelines cannot be followed. The session will be conducted by dial-up. You can call 605-313-6157, and when prompted using the access code 526272#, just before 9 a.m. On their agenda is the presentation of a contract for the mowing of the Grove Cemetery, followed by updates and discussion with regard to COVID-19. At around 9:15 a.m., the Adair County Supervisors will hear from Ferret Board members Joe Hare and Kurt Mickelson with regard to alcohol at the Adair County Fair. And around 9:30, they'll hear from Sheriff Jeff Vandywater with regard to a new vehicle purchase and trade-in. The Cass County Board of Supervisors, during their meeting Tuesday morning, voted to appoint Mike Kennan to the Cass County Judicial Magistrate Appointing Commission. His term will expire December 31st, 2026. Kennan is also the county's emergency management coordinator. The supervisors said they're still looking to fill some positions on the Cass County Zoning Board. There are three seats open there and one position open on the Board of Adjustment. Board Chair Steve Byers said that he has some people that are verbally committed to joining the commission. They simply need to turn in their paperwork for board approval.
You know, people always ask, well, what does this entail? And for the zoning commission, you know, that's if we're going to change the zoning of property in the county, usually from agricultural to something else like commercial or light industrial, that's their decision. They hear that person is proposing that. Board of Adjustment, a lot of times they deal with situations where there's a variance, sometimes involving issues like setbacks from the road and amount of property in an acreage. You know, we've got an ordinance that it's got to be at least 3 acres, but sometimes common sense, how you divide a piece of property up, especially when you're not a farmer living on that acreage with the cattle lots, grain bins,
right,
doesn't always come down to a 3-acre parcel, and they have to decide whether it's practical to have something smaller.
Byers, so the boards don't meet that often, so it shouldn't be too much of a burden on your time if you're interested.
Maybe a couple times a year, you know, the Board of Adjustment kind of as things come up. Similarly with zoning, when we have projects that are possibly going to come in.
We want to look through this.
It's not like they meet every quarter or something like that.
Auditor Dale Sunderman noted the Board of Adjustment position must be filled by a rural county resident. In other business, the supervisors received a report from County Engineer Trent Wolkin, who said the Secondary Roads Department has been busy hauling contract rock. He reported also there are two bridges on dirt roads in Cass County that are currently closed due to damage. One bridge on Fairview Road, northwest of Atlantic, near Highway 173, has a 6-ton rating. Wolkin said it was closed after a state inspection last week detected some structural issues with the trusses.
And we're working on a solution to see if we have some beams we can use to re-erect that and re-deck it.
Wolkin was of the opinion the damage was incurred by vehicles violating the posted speed limit on that bridge. The second bridge, which is rated for 18 tons, is on 760th Street, a mile and a half east of Messina. Last weekend, Wolkin said a farmer was doing tillage work and crossed the bridge with his tilling equipment in the lowered position. The Pony Truss Bridge was damaged to the deck anyway and needs to have the deck replaced. It was wooden of nature. The structural steel was not damaged, and the deck will be replaced either by wood or with corrugated steel topped by dirt. The farmer has been contacted and is aware of their liability in the matter. Wolkin said also they're conducting interviews to fill 4 Secondary Roads Department positions. The interview process began last week. He's offered an Operator 3 excavator position to one of the applicants, and that person has accepted. He hopes to have a recommendation for appointments by the time the board meets next week. 3 people were arrested on separate charges Tuesday in Creston. According to Creston Police, 30-year-old Alex Cunningham of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for failure to serve a court-ordered jail sentence on a an original violation of protection order charge. Cunningham was being held at the Union County Jail until the balance of his sentence is served. 20-year-old Montel Rivers of Creston was arrested Tuesday at his residence for domestic abuse assault. He was being held at the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And 19-year-old Jillian Simmons of Corning was arrested in Creston Tuesday night for possession of paraphernalia. She was released on a $300 bond. Red Oak Police report two arrests recently at around 1:10 a.m. today, Wednesday. 31-year-old Travis Todd Nelson of Red Oak was arrested for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. And Tuesday night, 48-year-old Floyd Raymond Henry II of Red Oak was arrested on a felony warrant for controlled substance violation. His bond was set at $25,000. A man from Missouri was arrested Monday evening in Clarinda for allegedly passing counterfeit U.S. currency. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brother said 32-year-old Max Schaefer IV of Maryville, Missouri, was arrested in Clarinda at around 7 p.m. He allegedly passed fake money at various local businesses from April 3rd through the 5th. Schaefer was taken into custody without incident and held on $15,000 bond. An investigation into the incident continues. Reports have been forwarded to the Page County Attorney's Office for review and filing of formal charges. Reports were also sent to the United States Secret Service. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce on Tuesday awarded officials of the Cass County Public Health with the Chamber's Distinguished Service Award. The award honors a strong, passionate community leader or organization that has provided outstanding, dedicated, and extended service to the community. In celebration of the 35th anniversary of the award and National Public Health Week, former Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese, the 2019 award recipient, presented Cass County Public Health with the 2020 Distinguished Service Award for their tireless work through the COVID-19 pandemic. McNeese said in his previous duties he's worked with the organization many times on many levels and has seen their commitment long before what we've seen what has happened in the last year. He said the recipient has gone above and beyond a call of duty, diving into an unknown crisis head first, never knowing what was coming next. He said you'll never hear them complain or lose their cool, whether they're contact tracing, organizing vaccination clinics, or answering hundreds and hundreds of questions and calls from concerned community members, some of whom probably weren't as kind to them, he said, in return. Whatever the situation, he said, they've handled it with grace and professionalism. And McNeese said, thank you will never be enough for what your team has done for our community. We owe you so much. Cass County Health System officials and staff welcome Amy Peterson, ARNP, to the AMC Rapid Care Team this winter. Peterson is board certified through the American Academy of Nurse Practitioners. She'll work in both AMC Rapid Care and the CCHS Emergency Department. Peterson began her career as a nurse more than 25 years ago and now works as a nurse practitioner in AMC Rapid Care, a walk-in clinic that's open 7 days a week. Originally from Nebraska, Peterson and her husband moved to an acreage outside of Hancock 20 years ago. They have four children, ages 18 to 30, and twin grandsons who are four. You can read more about her in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. That's a look at our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100.